Czech President Miloš Zeman was among the more than 70 heads of state or government to address the opening of annual general debate of the United Nations General Assembly, which convened on the 19th of September and runs for 1 week. Dominik Jun has more.
The so-called general debate is an annual opportunity for world leaders to gather at United Nations headquarters in New York to discuss global issues. In attendance were the likes of US President Donald Trump, French President Emmanuel Macron, and South African President Jacob Zuma. Looking somewhat frail as he approached the podium to deliver his roughly 10-minute address, Czech President Miloš Zeman focused on a theme he has frequently turned to, namely the fight of what he characterized as civilization against the threat of terrorism.
When I was a relatively young man, I was deeply influenced by two books. One of them was The End of History, by Francis Fukuyama, and the second one, Clash of Civilizations, by Samuel Huntington. Fukuyama was something like description of brave new world, new utopia, expecting that every country has the same political system, which is based on liberal parliamentary democracy. Nice dream, but nothing more than a dream.
Zeman then stated that Huntington's book predicted a gradual conflict between various civilizations, referencing the authors speaking of the, quote, bloody borders of Islam, and he warned of the emergence of an anti-civilization which has risen over the last few decades.
The typical feature of this civilization is the fact that it is based on terror, and nothing more than a terror. And we see these terroristic actions all over Europe, and not only Europe. We convey condolences. We express our solidarity with the victims of terroristic actions. We organize the protests and demonstrations. But, unfortunately, still we hesitate to fight with terroristic anti-civilization with our full power.
Zeman went on to applaud United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres for creating a new Office of Counterterrorism earlier this year, but called on the body to streamline its efforts and to not resist the use of force in this fight. Finally, Zeman turned to migration, which he said was both fueled by terror and also exploited by terrorists.
I understand the people who say we must welcome the migrants. But my opposition starts from the fact that massive migration from African and other countries represents the brain drain. The young, healthy people, mainly men, who leave their countries represent the weakening of the potential of those countries. And everybody who welcomes the migrants in Europe agrees with brain drain and with permanent backwardness of those countries.
Zeman closed by calling for greater development aid to countries which were suffering from population flight, providing electricity, schools, water and hospitals, and for such efforts to also explicitly counter migration.